mouth and he always does it. Yeah, lines out his mouth.
You said who?
Colin Cowherd. But he was, he said that KD, he said Greg Oden was going to be leagues better than KD, and that Greg Oden should be number one because KD couldn't even lift 185 pounds in the draft.
Ooh.
When everybody else could. He said he couldn't even lift it once. And he was just shitting on him, talking about how Greg Oden is faster than him and can do all this. And then KD in an interview was like, well, I know nobody can guard me. And last time I checked, a basketball doesn't weigh 185 pounds.
Right.
And then he went on to be the MVP.
KD was second in the draft to Greg, too, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So KD can now say that he was first place in something, other than getting a championship final.
What was he first? Yeah, he was first place in MVP. That's about it.
Yeah.
I just think it's crazy that Steph Curry was, like, the only unanimous MVP decision. Like, that's retarded to me.
I mean, when niggas see something that they're not used to seeing.
Especially when he wasn't unanimously the best, though. Like, when he won it. Was he back-to-back unanimous?
Yeah, ain't he? Isn't he the only person to do that?
I think he is. But both years. Well, the first year he won, Harden should have got a vote or two, maybe. And then the second year, I'm pretty sure LeBron had a great year and Harden had a great year. And then he get no votes.
Dang.
I'm not saying Curry should have won MVP. Or maybe I am. I don't know.
This pink diamond Duncan is pretty nice.
Yeah, when he's not facing all their top centers that are way taller than him, all he does is get fucking blocked.
Listen, man, I'm not even trying to do 2K online no more because that's just not healthy.
Yeah, it's like, even when you try to be positive, it's impossible.
I don't need to prove somebody that I'm pretty damn nice at 2K. I'll just play them motherfuckers.
The thing is, it's not even I hate when other people feel happy. When they... like, when they beat me, I know they're happy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but God, why are you giving them this... why are you giving them this happiness? Even though you know, as well as I know, they suck.
When somebody beats my ass in 2K, but they message me letting me know, like, hey, you know, I felt your pain. I wasn't supposed to win that game or something like that. Or they let me know that some fuckery.
Usually we have, like, long conversations about it, and then we're cool.
Yeah. But niggas that go out of their way to message you back, like, ha ha, just wax your ass. Like, you ain't gotta go to
the kid that beat me earlier, I know he has to be, like, 12 and under. Literally. Like, the way he was talking to me, it was definitely 12-year-old.
I mean, that's how some of these Xbox... I'm getting tired of these Xbox niggas out here. Let's have a conversation about it. Why are they so damn soft?
I wish we at the beginning we would have just went to PS4.
I don't know if I could have said something like that, because I feel like during my time in high school, like, I would have been a geek, because all the geeks was on PlayStation, and all my people that I fuck with was on Xbox. So I was like, hell no, not.
We had all of our friends on Xbox.
Yeah. Nah, like, I would hear about, you know those people that you see in class sometimes, and you come up to them because they look like they're just having a terrible fucking time in school. I might say a few things, and then as the conversation goes on, you know, you want to connect with that person some more. So, niggas want to play games. So, all of them was like, hey, you got a PSN? Like, no, I have an Xbox One account. And then that's when the conversation died, basically. Like, oh, I can't talk to you anymore. Beyond this.
You're an Xbox nigga. I can't deal with you.
Yeah, that wasn't cool. But yeah, like, all the YouTubers, PlayStation, all the exclusive games, PlayStation, like, there's no exclusive Xbox-only games. There's none to date. Well, there might be for the original Xbox.
Why? So many of my problems would have been resolved if I didn't get Lou Williams as my coach.
Right. That was pretty fucking terrible.
Of course, I just have to get shat. And the funniest thing happened to me. As soon as we were in the kitchen, and I said, I've never won against somebody with Diamond Ben Simmons. The first nigga I go against when I go back in my room is Pink Diamond Ben Simmons at point guard. Literally the first one I've ever seen.
Bro, do you be thinking about 2K too much?
Oh, yeah.
You got... Well, I'm already helping you with this right now. When you get that job, you ain't going to be wanting to play 2K because you're going to be tired.
No, is there like a date they're supposed to call us back? Or?
No, we actually got called them back, but we've both been too lazy to do that.
Oh, we have to call them back to see what? Did we get the job?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, if you want to take the liberty and do it for both of us, go ahead.
Did I get the job?
No. As a matter of fact, we should probably have a conversation about how you ask, huh?
You don't say that I get the job?
No.
Hello, how's your day? I was just wondering if, you looked at my application?
Yeah, exactly. That was fucking perfect, yeah. That's exactly how you look at it, bro.
What's your name? Lemuel McKinney IV. We did, actually. And we like your, achievements. And we're willing to hire you. Yeah. Alright, cool. When can I start?
Now they're going to be like, can you come in for an interview? Then that's when you're like, yeah, I can. Then it'll be like, when?
Tomorrow.
Nah, you got to tell them ASAP. Because if you say ASAP, they're like, oh, he was willing to have one if we dropped his phone. this phone conversation right now, he was ready.
What time is it?
6:27. Oh, and there's a Diamond Eddie Jones. I gotta go get him.
Where are you gonna get this money?
I don't know.
You're like body part in your head, but I don't know where you can get the money.
Bro, have you not noticed that every single time I play my team, like there's some way I'm making money?
And you say you're gonna get a player and you get him.
So. You know what? That magic. Say I would have been there, right? If been followed him. I would have got him. You would have been mad. I would have sold that nigga. But you would have got the money, but you still would have been mad because you ain't get the code because you could have doubled it. Imagine what I mean by doubled it is if you got the card and I got the card, we're both over.
Honestly, I wouldn't even play that nigga at point guard. I'd probably put him at power forward.
Shit. I don't know, but something's going to happen where I can make some money. Just trust and believe that.
Another thing is I'm not too confident in your... code entering abilities from what I saw when I was reading you the code. You had like multiple fuck ups.
I mean,
and then when you had me all hyped up for that Pink Diamond Mellow and TK15 and we didn't get him.
Bro, that was both of our first times, man. No, remember we got called in to do the dishes.
Oh yeah. So we were sitting here for like 50 minutes.
But still, we shouldn't have devoted that much time towards one thing. And that's what 2K does to kids. And then that guy who put out the tweet like, hey, stop making kids antisocial. Like, thank you. Somebody saw that shit.
Ronnie, just put out the fucking code and stop wasting our time.
Exactly. Like, if you want to drop a code, nigga, drop it.
If I ever am able to make a basketball game so much better than 2K... The way I release codes is I put out a tweet, hey, code in 30 minutes, be ready. I put out the code in 30 minutes. How hard is that?
Exactly. Because you can gauge what you can do in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
They're just like, get ready for a 2K locker code. 48 hours later. Yeah.
They should get... Or like days before or something, they should be like, alright, code dropping at 10:50 a.m.
Right. And then you're going to start up the Reddit conversation like, hey, did you drop the code? Did you drop the code? Nigga, he said 10:30. It's 10:29. Yo, hold up, hold up. We gotta talk about what you just did, bro. Hold up. I didn't know you did that.
I can do it on purpose.
I gotta poop. I don't like how you did that. You just farted and fanned it my way with my pillow.
I gotta poop.
With my pillow, though. The end.